Hey everyone, it's the Showgirls. Welcome back to our podcast. It's Carly
and Darian.
Episode 43, September 10th. Sorry that it's been a couple weeks, but you guys just gotta bear with us.
Yes, life is hectic. I was moving. Carly is moving now. Oh my god, Carly, you have a week.
Literally, we move in 8 days, but we won't be here on that eighth day. So we have 7 days today.
Where are you going?
Like, we're leaving that day. We're moving on the 18th. So, like, we have 7 more days in the house, and then I'm going to cry.
That is crazy. You're going to cry because it was your first house?
Yeah. I mean, I just really like it. Like, I love this house, and I have everything together in it. Like, it's just, like, it will be a new adventure, but everything I picked out is here. Like,
I was going to say, didn't you, you guys bought that house while they were still building, so you were able to pick a lot.
Yeah, fully curated, and now it won't be.
Yeah, you're going from like a house that has white trim everything to a house that has like wood colored trim everything.
Yeah, and Austin thought that the walls were yellow, but they're not. Like, they're white-ish. They're like cream. They're not. Yeah. They're more yellow. They're more a warm color than a cool color, but they're not yellow. And so, like, now I'm just like, okay, are my walls yellow? Because he thought that.
Oh, so now you're like second guessing stuff?
Yeah, but I just have a list in my head of like, okay, this is the stuff that I want, and like, this is like the projects that we're gonna do. So it'll be good, but just sad.
It is sad. Only 7 days. That's crazy. Time means nothing to me because everything is all of a sudden going so fast. It was like quarantine slow for months, and now all of a sudden I've lived a whole year in like 2 months.
Crazy.
Just totally crazy.
And we'll do our house tours eventually, like once everything is together. We'll do an MTV Cribs.
Yes, I want to get into YouTube so bad. I keep watching YouTube videos, and a dumb excuse is I just feel like life is so busy and I don't have money for a good camera. They said you can do it on your phone. That's fine, but it's hard. It's just harder.
Yeah, agreed.
We'll just use our phones maybe or something, or I'll figure it out. I don't know.
We have time. We just have to get everything like put up and everything in our house. Darian will be a lot better than me, but her closet lit so cute.
My closet is like the only thing that looks good because Connor literally told me he does not want to hang anything on the walls and stuff yet because he just wants it to like.
No.
Yes. So that's, I mean, if you guys are watching on YouTube, there's nothing behind me. Like, there's a guitar, but it's sitting on a shelf. Like, I don't know.
He just wants to like make sure he hangs it where he wants it.
I think he doesn't want holes in the wall. I'm like, bro, we're going to live here a long time.
Or go buy a bunch of those command strips, like the picture hangers. And then you could do whatever.
And I hang everything anyways, unless it's really heavy with tacks, which leave like holes that are, you can barely see them.
Just do it and he won't even know.
I know. I'm probably going to do it this weekend because I have no plans because I have no money anymore. So I'm not going anywhere. So that's life. But anyways, life updates, exciting stuff happening. That's why we haven't been here. And so much celebrity news has been happening.
Yeah, we have 100 What's the Haps, but that's okay.
I know. Do you want to dive in?
Yes. Biggest news of the week. Kim Kardashian has announced that the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will air in 2021.
How do you feel as our resident Keeping Up with the Kardashians viewer?
I understand that they have to, like, everything comes to an end. I understand it's been great. We've gotten such a good glimpse into everybody's lives. Like, we've seen the Met Gala. We've seen everything. Like, we just won't see that anymore. And that's okay. I just know that, like, this is the time where, like, somebody else is going to step into that spotlight. And I think it's Addison Rae. But we'll just see what's...
You told us they're rumored to be getting a show, right?
Yeah, like, I think that they're going to kind of, like, transition out of Kardashians and then, like, into whatever Addison Rae is going to be. Or maybe, like, Addison and Charlie and Dixie or, like, something like that.
Yeah, like, everything comes to an end. It was the time. And, like, every article I've been reading and everything I've been listening to and stuff, it was, like, pulling teeth to get all of them to record or whatever anyways. Yeah. So... it was just time.
Agreed. Like, all we saw really was Chloe and Kim, and we need other people too.
Yeah, when they first started, they had everybody. They had Rob, they had Bruce. True. Like, it was just, it's evolved over time.
Yeah, where's Todd Cranes?
I was literally like, I don't know. I remember watching that show. The episode that always sticks out to me, and it's because I see the clip circling on Twitter, is when Kylie is really young and Bruce is there, and Kylie has like a boy in her room, and Bruce is like, we are not gonna have boys in the room with the door closed. And she's like 14. Honestly, she might have been like 12 or something.
They've just grown up on TV, and that's cool that we have all that footage.
I know, I think about that, not to derail because a million stories, but I think about that, like people who grow up in reality TV or things like that, like they get to watch their family, and I wonder if it's cool or cringe.
Cringe for Kylie.
For sure. Okay, I wanted to talk about, this isn't something big, but I just thought it was cool, and it's like the littlest story that I wrote down, but Channing Tatum, who I have been in love with since Step Up, literally don't know what he's doing with his life. I never see him anywhere, whatever. All of a sudden, he broke his Facebook silence to announce that he wrote a children's book for his daughter, and it's called, I wrote it down, The One and Only Spark Ella.
Why?
That's kind of cringe.
Oh my gosh, that's the most random thing he could ever do, but whatever.
Would you expect it? We love someone
who
has talents.
That is so funny. Is he still with Jessie J or no?
I don't know. He's so private. He's just a very private guy, you know? Like, he won't even, they don't post pictures of their daughter either, him and Jenna Dewan. Is he? You Googling it?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, he's single.
Oh, yeah. He's just very, very private. Like, I don't even know if he's doing movies. The last movie I remember him being in was that one with Mila Kunis, which is like a weird space one. Oh, Jupiter Ascending.
Never even saw it.
You know, maybe his career is just like not going anymore, so he has to go to children's books.
Thank you for that.
Hey, we report on all the hot tea, okay? Hot goss.
So there's a couple baby announcements that happened. Lala and Randall have announced that they're pregnant. I actually listened to their podcast about it.
Oh.
And they announced it on their podcast, and she is like 12 weeks. So now she's maybe like 13 or 14 weeks. They're going to find out the gender, and like she stopped birth control and they got pregnant like within that same month.
So they were wanting to get pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, they just had just started trying and she got pregnant.
Wow.
I know. So it's real.
Yeah, and her Vanderpump Rules co-star, who isn't really because she got fired, Stassi, yeah. Saw a pregnancy picture of her, and she's looking big, like her belly is big.
Yeah, but for the talks that Lala is, that she talks about is like Vanderpump is coming back. They just don't have a date. Like, they are renewed for another season. Like, we talked about them maybe not coming back, but they are coming back. They just don't have a day.
That's what I've heard too, and that there'll be a lot more new blood, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, with the rest of your baby news, Ashley Darby is having a baby.
Yeah, Real Housewives of Potomac, which I really like her. I don't know that I've liked her all of the seasons, but she just like is unapologetic. Like, she just is herself every time.
Yeah.
She's having another baby, so like obviously all this stuff with Michael, she either like doesn't care or
I don't know what to say. Just don't be with that man. Oh my gosh.
There has to be some sort of an arrangement if they can be together.
I think so too, because you don't just, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a freaking duck. So yeah. she has to know.
She has, and she, I feel like she's known since whenever, like, and she doesn't care.
Yeah. And maybe like maybe this is long game. She knows Michael's older than her. She's going to get that money. She's going to have her kids. This is a long game play.
Yeah. She got two babies with him soon.
Yes. So get the bag, get the bag.
Whoa.
No.
Okay. So there's some production news and like new fall shows. So Grey's Anatomy season 17 is officially in production. They started doing table reads. So that's coming soon. It's going to talk about the pandemic, and they already like are in scrubs and masks all the time, so they can just film like that.
That's cool. I didn't think about that.
Real Housewives of OC is coming in October. I know you haven't watched it before, but it should be a good season.
I'm trying to watch all of them as they come out. So whatever comes out next, I'll start watching.
Yeah, so that will be OC. And then Salt Lake City has an official date and an official trailer. And they announced yesterday the cast. So the Salt Lake City will be coming out on November 11th. And the cast looks really good, actually.
And this is a new Housewives series.
Yeah, never seen them before. Like, they've been doing promos, like, with the girls on Zoom. And they're like, oh, somebody from Salt Lake is calling? Have you seen those?
No.
They're really cute. It's, like, Melissa Gorga and Denise and Lisa Rinna. Like, all these other ladies from, like, and they're, like, talking on Zoom with each other. And then it says, like, call coming in from Salt Lake. And then they were teasing, you know, Salt Lake City's coming. So there's like all these different religions. Like there's a couple Mormons. There's a couple people that have been Mormon and now they're not Mormon anymore. There's a Pentecostal first lady who like Giselle's kind of a first lady or was a first lady because she was married to a pastor.
Yeah.
And then there was like this drama that this first lady married her great grandma's ex-husband or something. And is still married to him or like something crazy. Oh like
the drama I'm excited. I'm happening. Excited.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then there's another lady that was a Mormon and now she's converting to Islam. So they're like kind of like going like religion first. Cause like it's Salt Lake City, like,
yeah,
like home of the Mormons. And then like, they'll like go into the drama and like divorces and like where they are now. And
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause I imagine if you're a rich woman in Salt Lake City, you probably have some affiliation with the church or something.
Yeah, and they said like some people were like Mormon royalty or married to Mormon royalty. Wow. And then they got divorced. Just the stuff I was reading, so it's gonna be crazy.
I'm excited. That leads me into like a what's the haps that we actually didn't write down, which is you said Denise.
Yes.
Denise Richards has announced she won't be returning to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I am not surprised.
No, she went through the ringer. She is so busy. Much. She's got her kid. She's got Aaron. She's got the people following them around. And she has her soap opera.
Yeah, the people following them around, I'm sure. And it just makes me think, like, she probably didn't need the show anyways, but it's just, she was one of the higher paid ones, right? The rumors were that she was getting so much money. It's just like, wow, how can you, you're just so financially stable, you can walk away from that much money. That's amazing.
And she was like a household name. Like if you hear Denise Richards, you know who they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Like the other ones, before I started watching Beverly Hills, I literally knew none of them but Denise Richards because she was an actual actress. And I guess Lisa Rinna was, but I, not really.
Yeah. Harry Hamlin, you know?
Yeah, she did like older stuff that I literally don't know at all.
Yes. Okay, so the challenge cast was announced. And Dancing with the Stars. So,
yes, I want to talk about the challenge really quickly because I don't want to go through all of them because the challenge cast isn't official announcement. It's the
rumors,
speculated announcement. But what I learned, and I literally added this note like 20 minutes before we were recording, is CT got married, I think like maybe 2 years ago, divorced. He will be going into the challenge single.
Shook.
Yeah, and the rumors are that he has, like, lost a bunch of weight and is, like, ripped again.
Okay. You know I love him.
I love him, too. I don't know. These are all speculations because, like I said, they haven't made the official announcement. But I am lit because I love CT.
Okay, excited. And the spoiler that we saw, they said the location was, like, Iceland or something. Yeah. But in another group, we saw that it was Alaska. So it's somewhere cold.
I forgot that I saw Alaska in another group too. Yes. So somewhere cold.
We'll see.
Which they just went to somewhere cold. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah. And Tori's on there, but no Jordan because he's problematic. So he won't be on MTV anymore, but Tori's still there.
Yes. And I heard a rumor about that maybe it's just a suspension. So maybe he can come back in like a couple years.
Oh, and Corey is there, and his girlfriend Taylor is problematic. So she obviously she has like the baby, and like she won't leave the baby for the challenge, but and she's never been on the challenge. But anyways, people were speculating that they had broken up, but we found out that he's filming the challenge.
Yes, and I just can't wait to hear a million times, "I'm doing this for my daughters. I'm doing this for my daughters."
Ryder and Mila or something.
Yeah, so excited to hear that 800 times.
All right, Dancing with the Stars. Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Let me just say, whoever her partner is, I'm scared.
You think that she's going to murder them if they don't?
No, I just think it's going to be like a little awkward. Like maybe she's going to be good, you know, maybe like good in front of the camera, not a good dancer, but like entertaining to watch maybe. Yeah. But I just have a feeling it's going to be like cringe.
Yeah, she looks like to me, like even just watching her on the show and stuff, she looks like to me the type of person that like floats around. Does that make sense? Like I can't see her like pulling out some big dance moves. I just see her like lightly like doing like this, like floating around, you know, like in her like wavy ensemble, you know, with her wavy hair
and her flower crown.
Literally.
What do you think the first song is going to be? Like Eye of the Tiger?
Yes. Or freaking I think she does maybe have a sense of humor. I don't know. So I feel like they might do freaking the Savage remix.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll see. Like, I don't know that America is going to keep her around, but maybe they will. And maybe we'll have to endure it. But I understand why they cast her. It's like, it was a big thing for her this year. And I know that like Tiger King is really cringing in prison, thinking he could have been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But he's in prison, you know?
He would be someone that you would watch on Dancing with the Stars. Like, he would be the reason you couldn't look away, you know?
Yeah, I think I would have enjoyed him more than Carol. But anyways, other people that they've announced, Caitlin Bristow, we knew about her. AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. Carol Baskin, obviously. Chrishell Stause from Selling Sunset. I think she'll be good.
I do too.
Anne Heche, Vernon Davis, Sky Jackson, Johnny Weir, Neve Schulman from Catfish.
I'm lit for that. I've always loved him.
Jesse Metcalf, John Tucker Must Die.
Love him. Hot, hot, hot. I actually don't know what he looks like now.
He's pretty cute still.
Okay, good.
But I think he cheated on his wife or girlfriend or something. That was like most recent.
And he played a cheater on Desperate Housewives and John Tucker Must Die. So what does that tell you?
Nelly, can't believe they got him.
He's running out of money, I have a feeling.
Monica Aldama, the coach from Cheer. Oh, yeah. Jeannie Mai from The Real. And then Charles Oakley, I think he's a sports player. And then Justina Machado is a actress as well. So I think Caitlin Bristow will go far. She knows already how to dance. She knows about the blister. She knows about like everything. She knows how to point those toes, baby. And I just hope that people will vote for her.
I think out of actual dancing capability, yes, she will win.
I hope so.
I feel like Neve Schulman will be really good, like randomly. I don't know. I'm just rooting for him.
Maybe he'll be good at connecting with the fans.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love him. I think he's so cute, too.
He's so cute. So cute. And his daughter, like, I'm sure his daughter's going to be there, and they're going to, like, go the family angle and be like, oh, he got catfished once. Now he's not catfished anymore. Like, he's doing the help, you know?
Yes, exactly. And then I wonder if they're going to talk about, like, Chrishell's divorce.
Bye-bye, Justin Hartley. We don't care about you.
Okay. Any other what's the haps we need to talk about?
The Rock and his whole family have COVID.
Yes, I was going to look up more research about it, but I forgot. All I saw was his post that said the most hurtful thing is that he gave it to his family, is what he said.
Oh my gosh, that's sad.
I know. I was going to look up more research, you guys, but I'm sorry I got busy.
It's okay. Thank you.
You did write down Teen Mom 2 is serving the drama.
Oh, it's serving. Jade is nuts. Like, if you just want to, like, watch Jade's parts, it's hilarious.
Is Jade new?
She was on Young and Pregnant, And then they put her on Teen Mom. Mm, and
okay, so that's why I don't know her, because I never actually watched Young and Pregnant.
Yeah, she's on in Indianapolis, and her boyfriend is like crazy, and she just like yells. It's like Janelle, kind of.
Janelle! Okay, I gotta watch it.
And Chelsea's pretty good. Kale's pretty good. Who else? Brianna, she's serving the drama too. She's like sleeping with Lewis, who's her baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who was like really bad from the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't commit to it, but I'll think about it.
And Leah, oh my gosh, proud. Proud of her. She's doing good.
She's sober, right?
Yeah, she's doing so good. Co-parenting well. Allie's doing good. She only uses her wheelchair at school.
Aww,
proud.
So cute.
I know.
Good. Okay, what are you loving? You wrote down a lot.
Okay, Netflix, organizing with the home edit. If you have to watch, you must. It is so good. They do like a celebrity every episode and then like a regular person. So you can like really relate to them, and they do like several different places around the house. So like they did Reese Witherspoon's closet, and then they did like this at these other people's garage, or like this. They mostly do like places where you have a lot of stuff, like your pantry, your kitchen, your garage. Places
that really need organized.
Yeah, and they have like all of these bins from the Container Store. Like, I'm going to the Container Store when I move into my new house, and I'm getting like all of these clear bins, because they said like if you put stuff in bins that are like baskets you can't see in, like how are you supposed to know that you have that stuff that you can use it?
That's true. And then you just go buy more of whatever.
Yeah, and you just like don't forget what you have. So smart.
True.
So very good. Just highly recommend. And then I also watched The Umbrella Academy on Netflix, and it was pretty good. There's two seasons. It's like a love story, hero story, like time travel, family kind of deal.
Avery loves that show, and I will probably start watching it with Connor. Maybe it's a Connor show.
Yeah, I think he would like it.
Right now, shout out to Jeannie. We're still on Prison Break, but I have to tell you, this show is hard to hold on to. Like, season one, amazing. Season two, I'll even give it amazing. Season three, like, what the F? Season four, we're lost. It literally pains us to watch it, but we are so committed because there's five seasons. We're so close, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll be like in bed at night, like, okay, let's put it on Prison Break. The storylines have gotten outrageous. It's almost like an adult version of like Riverdale, you know?
Mm. I would just like go to the next season and see what happens.
We might. We are. It's hard to hold on to. So that's so. I want to watch Umbrella Academy next, I think.
Yeah, it's really good.
I am also loving something on Netflix right now. I only have one episode left. It's Zac Efron's show, Down to Earth. So good. And he is so pure, you guys. I am a Zac Efron stan. Like, not only is he in Hollywood, and yes, he doesn't need money. Like, money's not an object, I mean. Like, he can do whatever. But he's, like, out here in the world trying to better himself. I think he's not vegan right now, but he's, like, whole eating and, like, all of these things. And you learn so much. Episode two is about water and the water that we drink and how it's not easily accessible in the United States, but it is in other countries. But I found out, do what you want. But purified water is not good. It means they're literally stripping it of all of its natural minerals.
Ooh. You
want natural spring water. So like if you're at the store and it's like purified bottled water or spring natural mineral water, always pick the natural.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So they just like taught me a lot, and I just love Zac Efron, and he's so hot, dude. He just looks so good. And he's
funny. I watched the first episode and I thought it was like boring and cringy.
I'm a What was the first episode? I watched all of them. Well, I have one left.
Like renewable energy sources.
Okay, it is a very like nerdy show, yes. But you're educating your mind. An episode, I think, like five or something. I've been going through them so fast. There's only eight. They go to Costa Rica, and I literally texted Connor and I said, when our goal is to pay off this house by the time we turn 40, and then we're moving to Costa Rica and just like living off the land.
Cool,
right?
Yeah,
I don't know if that will happen, but I just want to. But anyways, you guys should watch it, Down to Earth with Zac Efron on Netflix.
Maybe I'll try again if I get bored.
I will say, you know how you have background shows? That might be like a background show, you know?
Like, because I just tried to watch it, like, not on my phone, not doing anything else, just watching it. And I was like, this is really boring.
No, definitely a background show. But okay. Still pay attention because some of the stuff is so interesting.
Okay. And like, speaking of Zach.
Sorry. I have one more story. Okay. So, like, on the show, he goes and visits this one country. I can't remember what it's called. Starts with an S, and it's, like, by Italy. And they have the highest.
Sicily?
No, I think that's a town in Italy.
Spain?
Oh, no, it's not Spain. It's everyone's going to be roasting us. We always say dumb stuff. This is like a Hosier conversation. Or Hosier. Anyways, he goes there because they have the oldest people in the world there. Like, everyone there lives until over 100. And guess what their diet is? They eat basically no protein and all carbs.
Me too.
So you're going to live a long time. They're finding over there that protein isn't good for you to live a long life.
Switzerland?
No, let me look. If I pull it up on my...
Slovenia?
I don't know. Let me pull it up. But anyways, tell the story you were going to tell while I look this up.
Actually, this week, it was reported that Zac Efron has a girlfriend. And she's just a regular girl out here. She was she was working as a server at a cafe, and she met Zach. And then now they live together, and she quit her job.
And you know what's so funny about that? I wonder how long have they lived together, do you think?
I don't know.
Because on one of the episodes, he said, well, I do have a roommate. And it was so weird that he said that. I was like, why did he call someone a roommate? So I wonder if it was her.
Vanessa.
Okay, it's an island called Sardinia.
Okay, let's see. I see it. In the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, and they live so long, like over 100 years.
Cool.
Yes. Anyways, you guys should watch it, and I wish I was married to Zac Efron, and he has a new girlfriend who was a normal, everyday gal that could have been me.
Real life rom-com.
I know. Okay, TV shows.
Here we go.
Previously on Big Brother. Okay, I missed 30 minutes of last night's episode, but I keep up, I think, with the background stuff maybe more than you.
Yeah, like the feeds and stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch the feeds, but I read a bunch of stuff, and you watch, obviously, more of the live. So tonight, someone's going to go home. It's going to be either Bailey or Davon. But the big stuff that's happening in the house isn't even really about, like, alliances or anything. So there was a clip on the feeds. They're obviously probably not going to air it, where Memphis, Danny, Nicole, and Christmas were all – Memphis says a bad joke about Ian, who has autism, who rocks back and forth when he talks or when he sits, is like a soothing thing. And Danny kind of chimes in, and then Nicole and Christmas laugh at it. So, like, horrible clip, right? Like, totally awful. Well, I was just reading before this podcast that people are DMing Nicole's sponsors because she was a social media influencer. Yes. And her sponsors are now dropping her. And it really upsets me because I don't, like, super like... I feel like cancel culture is so... different, and they're even emailing like her wedding venue and stuff. Yes, dude. And it's different because if you watch the clip, which I'm not trying to split hairs, Danny and Memphis are doing the talking and the making fun. Yes, Christmas and Nicole are laughing, which I don't condone at all, but I also think, what if they're just laugh? I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, cover it up or anything, but what if you're just in that awkward situation or something and you're laughing, like, this is a game. You don't want to stand up and say something wrong because then you're voted out next.
Mm-hmm. And she's, like, has a final two with Ian, and she was the one that was checking on him after he was sick. Like, they put on the air, like, she went in there and checked on him and, like, said, like, if you need anything, just let me know.
Yes. So I feel like everyone that is doing this to Nicole is, like, completely in the wrong. And I'm just thinking, like, what mess she's going to go to this mess when she gets out, because she can't even deal with any of it right now. Like, is Victor trying to deal with it? Like, I don't know what's going on.
So sad.
Yeah, really sad. Anyways, yeah, your notes here say like alliances are crumbling. Oh, do you want to talk about Tyler?
Yeah, so Tyler, I think the way they were talking about how he's like emaciated, like he's like losing a lot of weight, mm-hmm. but I think it's because like he's vegan and they don't have that type of food that he's used to eating in the house. And so like he can't eat the way he's used to. Like he misses Angela. He feels guilty about Bailey and Devon. And so he goes to them and he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself. I'm going to tell Christmas to put me up. But I think that Devon and Bailey like handled it wrong. Christmas, everybody just handled it the wrong way because it didn't end up happening. But like, I think he really meant it. And it made me cry because he was crying when he was talking to them and telling them. But like Christmas was like, well, I have a final two with you. I'm not going to like just put you up and like send you home. It's going to ruin my game, which I get. But like, it just so much back and forth. Like, it's so hard to keep up.
I agree. And I agree with what you said about, I didn't even think about that. Like, he's vegan. Like, so much is going on. It's more than just the game is weighing on him. It's probably like he's not getting the nutrition he needs. Like, he can't perform and all of this stuff. I do think Bailey said it in her interview, though, or her confessional. She said, I still have feelings about Tyler from the last season, because Tyler really had good intentions. Like, he really had pure intentions, and Bailey's like throwing him under the bus, but that's not really the case. And so yeah. I hate that because I like Tyler.
I think Bailey's going home tonight. Mm-hmm. People, Devon has stronger connections with people, and Bailey's too emotional.
I agree with that. What else has been happening? Oh, these are my two notes. I wrote, Chris, I don't know if you feel like this, but do you feel like Christmas is dumb? Like, she doesn't know what really is going on. Does that make sense? Like, it's like she just is so clueless. Like, she, I don't know.
Or she acts that way with some people. And then, like, when she's talking to Enzo, she knows everything.
Okay, that's a good point. I just felt like she was acting so clueless after the HOH and stuff that she won. And I was just like, Christmas. And then I wrote, related to BB, but kind of not. I could have talked about it when we were talking about the challenge. Rumors were that Casey and Josh did not go on Big Brother because they tested positive for COVID. Then Josh on Twitter said, no, my health is great. I do not have COVID. Thank you, Big Brother. Well, in the spoilers that we read about the challenge, it came out that the challenge contestants are under quarantine right now for the new season, and Casey and Josh are among them. So I think Casey and Josh chose the challenge over Big Brother.
Agreed.
And that's interesting, don't you think? Like, I wonder if it's because Big Brother is more of a mind game and the challenge is more you kind of have your own fate in your hands. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, well, Casey, didn't both of them already win Big Brother?
Yeah, both of them.
So they are on to the next thing. Like, they want to win the challenge. And I think Casey has a good chance of winning.
That actually makes sense. I didn't think about it. They both have exactly one, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, Bravo Universe.
Yeah, New York, very
short. Boring.
Nothing really happened. It was the Drag Race bingo party, and Dorinda at the end gets mad about Tinsley, and then it was pretty much over, so.
Yeah, very boring episode. I'm just ready for the reunion which will air tonight, because it looks, I think it looks good. Reunion. Me too. Get the tea. And I love Leah in the previews dragging Ramona, so I'll take it.
Yes. Okay, Beverly Hills.
Did you watch last night's reunion?
Yes.
Okay, me too. Chester is trying to hop up here. Hang on 1 second. Come here.
So we said Denise is not returning next season. On reunion episode 2, there's no Brandy to tell her side, but she was on Watch What Happens Live last night, which I didn't watch.
Oh, I didn't either.
But all of the girls were like, where's Brandy? Where's Brandy? And Denise was like, oh yeah, where's Brandy? And then she was like, well, I didn't want her on here. And I'm like, okay, well, are you a producer?
Yeah, and then she did all of that anyways and then quit the show. So the people in charge should have been like, well, you signed a contract. We don't care. You know, Brandy's going to be on there because she ended up quitting anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa Rinna, all she kept saying was own it. And then they talked about glam and how like Kyle and Dorit are not talking right now because Dorit talked about Kyle's fashion show and how Kyle called Denise a ragamuffin. Like, okay, well, I do my hair like that too. So.
That's true. You're wearing it like that right now, but it's cute.
Yeah, but I guess not compared to all the other girls that have 20-hour glam.
Denise would be me, though, if I was a celebrity. Like, I'll glam when I have to, aka reunion, right now. I'm not going to glam to go to dinner or whatever.
And she lives kind of far. Like, she doesn't live right in Beverly Hills. I think she lives on the beach. So, like, she gets up every day, goes to do her soap opera, however long that is, every day of the week, and then she either has to like go to a dinner or go to meet the ladies at an event, and then she has to go drive all the way home. Like, she is a busy lady. She doesn't have just like nothing to do.
Yeah, I'm team Denise on the glam.
Agreed. And then Teddy randomly talks about her daughter's finger falling off. I was like, why are we even airing this? Like, I don't.
It's because she has no storyline for the actual show. She talked about two different things that weren't on the show.
And then all the ladies were happy about Lisa Rinna's daughter, Amelia, paying her own rent.
I was shook, bro.
Yeah, $5,700 a month. Whoa. And Lisa Rinna even was bold enough to say her daughter makes more than all of the ladies, which I don't know if that's true.
I know. I thought maybe when she said she makes more money than all of us, she meant like, her, Harry Hamlin, and her other daughter.
Oh, I thought she meant the ladies. Maybe.
There's no way does she make more money than Erica Jane's husband. Bro. No.
Yeah, no way. Not when your name is on the door, honey.
Yeah, he goes in every day because his name's on the door. When she said that, I was like, oh.
You're right.
They're hamming it up right now.
Yes.
God. Okay, anything else, Beverly Hills?
Nope. We have one more episode left.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's done. And then I have to watch something else on Wednesdays.
They'll put Salt Lake or OC or Don't Be Tardy for the Party.
You have me hyped for Salt Lake. I'm really excited. Okay, Potomac. The first thing you wrote is T'Challa going at Wendy. I laughed so hard about that bird.
Potomac makes me laugh out loud multiple times. Like, it's not just one time or like I giggle. Like, I laugh because the stuff that they say is so funny. Like, Karen, like her, like stovepipe leg, and like Giselle coming after people in there, and like their T'Challa.
Confessionals are gold too. Like, their confessionals.
So good.
They're just honest, and that's what I like. Like, they literally do not care. I don't know. They don't care about backlash or anything, ever.
Yeah, it's so good. And I think the reason that T'Challa went towards Wendy was because he thought that it was Monique.
I thought that, too. And, like, she was just sitting there like that. Like, he's like, oh, a shoulder. I thought that, too. I really did.
I don't know that I could have a bird.
Oh, I have one technically at my dad's house named Sunny. It was my stepmom's, but she only likes me. So Monty always said when I got my own house, I would take it, but I'm not taking her. I like her, but it's just crazy. I have two cats. They're going to kill it.
Yeah, true. And that like Wendy like lets him out of his cage. Or I'm sorry. Monique lets him out of his cage all the time and like lets him poop on the little piece of paper. Hey,
she carries the tree around.
And then like, it was so funny. She was talking to Chris on the phone, and he was like, I don't care about that damn bird. All I want to hear about is Ashley and Wendy. And I was like, wow, Chris, he really knows.
Yeah, and it's funny that he wanted to hear the drama. He, like, didn't care about anything else. Like, how are you? Don't care. Tell me about the drama.
And it's just so random that she has a bird. Like, why can't she have, like, I don't know, something else than a bird? It just doesn't even make sense. Doesn't
go with you everywhere, but to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I know. It was kind of boring. Like, the commentary is really good. We love to hear them talk and everything. But the fishing was boring. Nobody caught anything. It was just really dull. They went and they did, like, that fashion show, whatever.
Lady,
like,
of the Lake.
Yes, Lady of the Lake. And I was laughing hard, though, when they were on in the car on their way to the crab boil place, and Giselle said, "Do you guys feel like you've been kidnapped?"
And then they show up to this place and they're like all glam, like high heels, and everybody else is in like t-shirts. And I was like,
yeah, it's the lake. It's a crab boil. So my prediction for the next episode. The meat of the episode was we finally got to see Candace's friend texted her and said, "Hey, I saw Michael Darby at a strip club last night. He was drunk telling everyone that he has a wife and a boyfriend." So Candace tells Giselle, which I'm like, the reason she told Giselle is because Giselle will bring it up, I feel. But my prediction is it makes it look like Candace is going to tell Ashley in front of everyone. My prediction is that doesn't happen, because if it did, why have we not seen any previews of them fighting at that table? Does that make sense?
Yeah, or maybe Ashley doesn't even like have... Yeah. Yeah, maybe. You know how much she's heard about him. It's like, oh, just another thing.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like if that info came out, like the other girls would be like, Ashley, blah, 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 and then it would be a fight. Mm-hmm. But so my prediction is maybe Candace tells her one-on-one. And
I hope so.
The episode preview where she confronts Michael and Michael's like, whatever. So
drama.
I know. Excited for next week. Like you said on this note, the husbands are coming, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, we get to see Eddie, like, and see how he, like, talks to all the other guys. Like, he's Nigerian, and they're all like, oh, that's so exciting.
I know. You think, I saw both Chris's, I saw Eddie. Do we see everyone? Like, Michael's there, Juan's there. Do we see Jamal? Probably not. Is Ray there?
Ooh, Ray's supposed to come.
Okay, good. Exciting.
Oh, Karen.
I know. Oh, she's funny. Okay, last show, 90 Day Fiancé franchise. The Other Way is on a mid-season break right now. So we can just talk about whatever the other one's called. Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Angela. Girl.
So the guy doing her hair literally is like trying to straighten her hair, and she's like, ow, ow. And it is so funny. And then he like slicks it all up. I was like, why did he just straighten her whole head and then like slick it all up and then add like extensions? She looked nice. Like it was like a cute look. And then she's like, my bra. And you could literally see the bra. It's like blue.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't have time to change it. We're just going to wear it. And I'm like, bro, no. And also, to each their own, I loved the sentiment of her bouquet. Like, but the colors, no. Like, they should have been incorporated something else, a necklace or something.
I if I was really good at, like, making gifts, I would have, like, made the gift of, like, her holding the bouquet and it being, like, trash instead of the bouquet. Look
how cute. You should learn how to make them.
I was literally thinking that while I was watching. I was like, oh my gosh. She loved it. It was so nice, but like.
Yes. It just describes her, though, that she loved it. Also, I know it's her wedding day, but she was yelling at her friend so much. Like, Joe, get my this. Joe, this. Do this. Do you have this? Joe's like running around with like her head cut off. And I was like, Angela, just chill.
I feel like they didn't have that much time to get ready.
Yeah. What? It shows them waking up. Like, wake up earlier.
Never. She would never. True. She has to have her cigarettes.
In everywhere. In bed. In like, bro, chill out. She's like smoking while the guy's doing her hair. He's probably like, doesn't want smoke in his face.
Yes. Andre and Libby, they like made the biggest story out of nothing for like multiple weeks.
It's the same storyline over and over. I will say, I will give Andre a little credit. He's been, I guess Libby like really scared him or something, because he's been like letting stuff roll off his back a little bit.
Yes.
Like his family will say, or her family will say something, and he just like doesn't start a fight. And I'm like, that's really unlike him.
Mm-hmm. And he like came out with the truth about when he was a detective, and that was pretty much all.
And I saw someone posted in a group that we're in that said, I had a Moldovan uncle that had to fake his death for 7 years to get out. Like, this is real. And then someone else commented on it, cause I was like, what the heck? And she said, yeah, my husband's family is Moldovan. Like, this is really how it is over there. Like, they're being really ignorant.
Oh my gosh.
Cause it's a Russian country. Not saying yeah. Russian.
Sounds like exactly how Libby's family is. Ignorant.
They are so ignorant, bro. So ignorant, but okay. Junie and Devin, I don't remember if they were on the episode.
I think so. I watched one where her mom left. Maybe that was last week.
Yeah, I don't remember them being super on the episode, but you wrote down she has a new boyfriend.
Yeah, she's back in America and has a new boyfriend that's an actor and a singer and Asian.
Well then. So I wonder how that works. I wonder if, like,
obviously. Bet he doesn't see Taeyang.
Also, though, I feel like, I don't know Junie as a father, really, but does he even want to? Like, he just seems like he wouldn't care.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, his parents would probably care more than him.
We'll see how that unfolds. Because, remember, we saw, like, her in quarantine.
Yeah.
In Korea. So, she's come back here some point and gotten a new boyfriend.
Yeah, that had to be recorded. I'm guessing that quarantine was recorded probably in April. Or I guess they quarantined.
They had it before. They had it in like December.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Chester is behind me. If you guys actually watch YouTube, you can just see Chester. I don't know what she's doing. Scratching or something. Getting in my jacket. Okay.
Aswelu and Kalani. Give me the money.
Give me the money. His parents are freaking so. It's not his parents. It's his mom and his sister. It's just hard for me to see both sides, though, because it's hard if you were raised a certain way for 20-something years, or for his mom, she's probably like 50 years, for his sister, what, 30 years? So I understand their point of view. I don't know.
Aswelu, if he wants to give his family money, he needs to work more. It's simple. Like, valid. Work harder. And if your if you want to give your family money and you agree with them, then work harder.
That's so valid. They should not. Kalani and her family is not responsible for your family.
Exactly.
Valid.
But I did like the therapist, like, telling them, like, okay, make a list of what you think your responsibilities are and what you think your partner's responsibilities should be. And both of them have to do that. And I thought that was good.
Yes. And I'm going to be so interested for the results. Asuelos is going to be like, clean every day, cook every meal, wash my feet or something.
Take care of the kids. I do nothing.
Yes, I sit and do nothing ever.
Go play volleyball, play video games, dance on TikTok.
He is on TikTok. That's so funny. Okay, Paul and Karini. I hate them. I hate them, bro. I really hate them. I hate them.
The poop factory was like everything that I ever wanted for a TV show. Like, he like it says like he's so excited. He's like, okay, we're going to the poop factory. I get to show them how they do the water. And Austin's laying there with me and he's like, is this for real? And then like the way Karini was, she was like, you're so dumb.
Yes. And she
you
was
have a problem.
She was saying it in front of the poop factory worker, which was making me laugh harder. He's like, Karini, isn't this cool? She's like, you're dumb.
And he was like, do you have any jobs? Like, obviously, no.
Yeah, and also, I just try to imagine this. Obviously, the producers probably told them to go do something, and he did this. I'm just, like, imagining, like, you can call these places and just ask for a tour, and some random guy's like, yeah, I'll give you a tour with your
baby. In the rain.
Why do you have your baby out there inhaling poop? And then it was so embarrassing when he asked for that job. You're right. I was like cringing. I was like, no, please, please don't. Please don't do it.
Oh, it was so horrible. I can't just imagine the smell, like, nasty.
No, there's one in Edmond off of like.
On Western.
Yes.
And you can smell it.
Yeah. My family didn't live there, but I took Western to get to their house in Deer Creek. And every time I pass, I'm like holding my breath.
Horrible.
Imagine being in it. I noticed you didn't write down Colt and Larissa.
I don't even watch.
I know. That's why I said it. It was nothing. Colt is... Oh, actually, it was the episode where... Was this the episode where Jess said, you send people pictures
in good the morning. Good morning. This is my bleep.
Good morning, my dick, or whatever. So that was really funny. But basically, Jess and Colt are no more. Jess actually meets up with Larissa and had a meal with her, and they just make fun of Colt the whole time.
And I'm surprised that, like, I wish they would have spoke in Portuguese.
I thought that was weird, too. I was like, you're both from Brazil and you're going to speak English? Because both of them kind of have broken English. Wouldn't you speak in your native language?
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, what is an au pair? Au pair? I was going to
Google. Like a nanny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She nannied people's kids?
Yeah. There was a movie called Au Pair, I think.
I am dumb, and I thought maybe it was kind of like a... I can't think of it right now, but the name of a person that, like, works at a hotel that, like, tells you fun stuff you can do. Why can't I think of what that's called? I hate it. I hate that I never know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was a movie. There was Au Pair 1, 2, and 3.
Concierge is what I was thinking. Concierge.
And they came out in, like, the early 2000s and the 1990s on ABC Family.
Oh, wow.
And, like, the dad fell in love with her, you know?
Classic ABC Family. Don't you mean Freeform? Just kidding. Oh, that's so funny. But anyways, what a good episode. Anything else? We don't have any advice or anything because, one, this is already a long episode, but two, we've been so busy.
Yes.
You have nothing else?
Nope, that's all. Thanks for listening.
Yay. As always, follow us on Instagram at The Showgirls Podcast. Carly runs it. She does a great job. I hope. I haven't been paying attention.
I've been busy.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, is she posting on this? I have no idea because I'm so busy. You posted the Kardashians, though. That's all we needed.
Yeah, Kardashians, Lala Kent.
Exactly. But cool. Okay, we will talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
See you later.
Bye.